I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike now in studio. I mean, he's an actor, he's a writer, he's a producer, he's a host. And you know him from a Wipeout and Talk Soup. And this weekend, he is right back here in the My City Comedy Works South of Landmark. We got John Henson. What's up, man?
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Denver.
Yeah, I know. I've been here a few times this year. It's nice. Like Denver.
When you see Denver coming up on your calendar, do you get a good feeling inside?
Yeah, man, I've talked about this. My wife and I talk about moving out of L.A., and I'm like, I don't know, Denver's pretty nice.
And it's not that far from L.A. if you miss it.
Right.
It's a quick flight.
Exactly, it is. And I guess there's more sunshine here than I would have thought before I started.
Not today.
It looks a little bit like L.A. today.
Yeah, this is one of those 30 days where there's no sunshine.
But yeah.
So it's just whether you like snow or palm trees.
Right. Yeah, I moved from New York, man, and when I got to LA, I was one of those guys that was like, I'm a New Yorker. I'm just living here because I work here. And then all of a sudden, about 6 months later, it hit me that it was 75 degrees and sunny every day. And I was I'm from LA now.
Something about 75 degree Decembers just makes me happy.
I tell you, man, Denver's a great comedy city. I've often said if I were to shoot a comedy special, I would want to do it in Denver. I absolutely love the Comedy Works, and the crowds are awesome.
Do you want everybody to just bring some cell phones tonight? We just shoot it from different angles.
Dude, they lock up your cell phones there, man.
If you say the word, we'll all come and shoot it, and you'll have different angles.
Yeah,
you can
right.
piece it all together.
Cut it all together. I didn't even know that was a thing until I came here and they did it, man. This club is like SEAL Team 6. They're on top of stuff, man.
I saw on your Twitter last night you got like a SWAT team outside your elevator. Is that true?
Yeah, man. I got off the elevator last night and there were like 8 dudes in flak jackets with their guns drawn. I was like, oh my God. Was this something I said?
Where was this at? Was this at a hotel or the airport?
That's where I'm staying. I was like, what's going on, fellas? no smiles, man. They were like, we're just here to pay a visit. So,
you?
No, thank God. It wasn't me, man. But I got home and they were tossing somebody's car. So somebody had a bad day yesterday.
That's
got
to make you feel very comfortable in your hotel.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice feeling when you see cops and you know you haven't done anything wrong.
Not just cops, a SWAT team.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, it's like, when I was younger, I would have been like, oh my God, what do I have on me right now? But now I'm like an old man. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Well, see, in today's day and age, like, you got to wonder sometimes. Like, I wonder if maybe I say, like, the wrong thing about Trump. I might have a SWAT team at my house, so I gotta. Right. You never know nowadays.
You can't deport me. I'm from here.
Like, your birth certificate's fake. He's already made that happen, man. So you're here this
Big
weekend,
Miguel.
Man. You're here this weekend, man. Comedy Works South at the Landmark. You can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. So throughout your career, I mean, you've done a lot from the writing and the producing and doing the shows. Like, but this all started with stand up, right? Is that how it started?
Yeah, I started out as a comic. I dropped out of college to do stand-up when I was 20, and I did that for a minute. I was in New York for about 7 years doing that before I got Talk Soup, so it's fun. It's like an opportunity to go back to my roots a little bit. I got away from stand-up for a long time when I was doing TV and spending all my time and energy on that, so it's nice to go back, man. And look, after writing 7 years of family-friendly 8 o'clock primetime jokes on Wipeout, I'm like, I want to go back to a place where I can.
Tonight's not just gonna be Wipeout jokes.
No,
man.
It will not be any soul-crushing Wipeout puns.
I was going to your show tonight. I don't think I can now. I was expecting just an hour straight.
I'm not Bob Saget, but if you're coming and expecting the guy from Wipeout, you are gonna be horrified.
Okay. I'm still going to come tonight.
I'm coming to
the 7 o'clock shows because it's actually got shows tonight and then throughout the weekend. So do you remember your first time on stage? Do you remember that first gig?
Yeah, man, I actually do. I do remember my first time on stage. I did a comedy bit with another guy in college, but I remember like there was a club in Boston called Stitches and they had a Sunday night open mic called Comedy Hell. with a host that I'm still friends with to this day, George McDonald. And
was that talking for the audience or for the people on stage?
I think it was all the way around. Oh, man. Okay. I think everybody was in hell, no matter what side of the mic you were on. But yeah, man, I did it a couple of times and I was immediately hooked, man. I think I'd only done stand up maybe, you know, 5 or 10 times before I dropped out of college, and my dad was like, "What are you doing?" You know, but.
How did the first time go? I've had people come in and say their first time was either terrible, or I've had people say it was the best one they've ever done, but then like their second show was terrible.
I got lucky. I had a good set my first time, or at least what I thought was a good set. But you know, I tell people that are starting out, you know, you got to eat a mile of crap to get within an inch of mediocrity. Yeah. I mean, you got to get comfortable with bombing because. You're going to do a lot of that. But then I moved to New York, and there's so much comedy there. I mean, there's so many clubs. And, you know, over the years, I got to the point where I was working all the clubs, and I could do, you know, 15, 20 shows a week. And that's when you really develop. The more you do it, the better you get.
Definitely. Well, you're going to be bringing that comedy this weekend to Comedy Works South at the Landmark. You know, you talk about you're talking about the scene in New York and the scene in Denver. Like, what is it that makes a good comedy crowd? Like, what is it like? Like when you come to a city like Denver, like what is it that makes for you as being on stage as a stand-up, what is it that makes it a good town?
You know, I think honestly, I think podcasts and like Netflix specials and online streaming have really changed the game because they're like educated comedy audiences now. You know what I mean? They it used to be if you wanted to see comedy, you had to go out and see it, and now you can consume so much of it in the privacy of your own home that. You know, you really got to bring it. You know what I mean? People can tell the difference between good and bad, and they can find, you know, comedians online so that they know you're good by the time you get to their town.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the big thing is that, you know, you probably have audiences that, you know, it used to be that you'd have to hit a city 2, 3, 5, 10 times before the people that go to comedy clubs in that town would be like, "Oh, I've seen this guy. You got to come with me." But now you can build a following just through social media and digital. You know,
streaming. I mean, but like before, like I mean, unless like way back, unless you were like on Carson or something. I mean, that was how you really got your name on there. Now you can just be scrolling through Netflix and be like, "Oh, who's that guy?"
Right. Or podcasts or whatever it is. You know, but you get to know people, and so the audiences, I think, maybe are a little bit more intimate. They have an idea of who you are before they get to the club, and that's really cool.
What were you going to college for before you dropped out?
Oh, man. I mean, what was I enrolled for or what was I doing? I was a liberal arts student, but I got the liberal down part, down pat, man. I was just partying, and I was a terrible student. And I think in 2 years I got about... maybe a year's worth of credits.
Oh, okay, what's there?
You know? Look, it took me 5 years to get through high school. I'm just happy I found something I can do for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I could be digging ditches in my hometown right now if I hadn't have found comedy.
Well, yeah, I mean, this career is as hard as it is to get in. It's even harder to last in it. I mean, over 2 decades worth. Man,
I've been very lucky, man. I've been very, very lucky. You know, I've had some great opportunities, and you know, the key thing is just making the most of them when you get them. And you know, I've been fortunate to be a part of a couple of shows that had. You know, a good run and that people know me from. And it's funny, I've done a bunch of different things, man. The older I get, the younger my audience gets. Like when I was in my 20s doing Talk Soup, my audience was in their 20s, staying up late, you know, getting stoned and watching the show. And then in my 40s, I started doing Wipeout. And then my audience was like, you know, tweens, you know what I mean? And teenagers. And I feel like it's just a matter of time before I'm Mr. Rogers, you know what I mean? Teaching, putting on a cardigan and teaching.
I was gonna say, you got a Nickelodeon show on the way, man. Yeah, you got something on it.
And, you know, my wife and I were the parents of the lead character on a Disney series. You know, I mean, it's
there
like, I'm going, it's, yeah, you know, I'm going to be Barney soon, man.
So, hey, I mean, goals.
Yeah.
Goals.
Yo, Gabba Gabba.
Is there something on your bucket list? I mean, because obviously you've accomplished so much in your career. Is there something like you're hoping to do before like your career is wrapped up? You know, is this.
You know, when the time is right and I've had enough time to, you know, to put my stuff together, I'd love to do a special. A comedy special, you know, on Netflix or something like that. Or,
well, you've already picked Denver to do it, so it's awesome.
You're good to go. I know. Phone them in, man.
You're good to go.
No, I know a bunch of guys that have, you know, Joe Rogan, a buddy of mine, did a special here. Kevin Nealon, I think, did his special here.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, and Comedy Works is really good to me, man. The crowds are great, so I'm lucky to be here.
It seems like either Denver's the place you do your special, or it's the city you go to right before you do your special. That's what I'm getting, like, the feel from a lot of stand-up comedians. Like, either it's either or. It's the place you do it or the place you go right before to make sure it's right.
Right, to shop it. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think any place you can really build a following is a place you want to do it. And, you know, they've been good enough to bring me back a bunch. So hopefully, you know, when the time is right, I can pack a house with a crowd that, you know, is psyched to see it.
Well, I'm going to be at your show tonight. Everybody, there's tickets available tonight, a few tickets left. And also throughout the weekend, get your tickets at ComedyWorks.com. We got John Henson, ComedyWorks South of Landmark. Thanks so much for making time for us, man.
Hey, man, thanks for making time for me. I'll see you tonight.
Yes, sir.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.